Okay, today I'll start to maybe sit down a little, if you don't mind. When I sit, I talk slower. So today, guys, I have a really interesting message and revelation for you. And today's message I called A Place for Sons. See, all my preaching, all my teachings, usually based on my talk with Jesus, my questions to God. And one of the questions I had for him since really early, I understood that God tried to rebuild the tabernacle of David. Do you guys know that place? Amos 9:11. It's really, really powerful passage. I'll read it later. But I always have a question. I know there is two tabernacles. There is a tabernacle of Moses, you know, that consists of holy place and outer court, inner place, holy of holies, all that. I'm sure you know that. And other side is the tabernacle of David. And God specifically told prophet Amos he saw the rebuilding of tabernacle of David. And I asked God, what is tabernacle of David? What this is? Do you know, this is no secret that to anyone that we are in the season of raising or entering a sonship. Basically, we're coming out of dead religion and maybe just like knowing God in your head, like to know God by your spirit, to know Him personally. So from slavery, an orphan mindset, we come into the sonship. So this is absolutely different stage. And God want to reveal the next stage. So this one is gonna be really interesting. So I'm kinda need your attention on this one. So we know God is spirit, amen? God is spirit, and former movements of God, we always worship God from a flesh perspective, from our body's perspective, and from our soul. But God said, I am the spirit. God is spirit, and He's looking for worshipers in spirit. Did you know that, guys? He's looking for worshipers in spirit. So this is the only position that God can talk to you. And to actually give you something, you need to be in the spirit. So now it's transition happening. You're coming out of the soul worship, worship of your flesh, of your feelings. You come into worship of spirit. What is worship of the spirit? It's really interesting. It's no longer you worship. It's you allow God inside of you worship through you to God on the throne. Did you see, guys, the difference? What is worship of your soul? It's like, I'm giving you guys, I thank you. I think this is good. I think I've been a good guy or good girl. I think I've done something really good. I thank you, Jesus. And then you have a bad day and your worship come out of a place of like a bad day. Like, oh, I don't feel good. You see my point. But when you allow Spirit of God worship through you, to the God that on the throne, this is the real worship. This is what called a spirit to spirit. Do you guys know that you cannot ever worship God without God? Let me pause on that one. Do you know that God not recognizing, He does not see the worship of the soul. He only recognizes worship from His spirit to His spirit. In other words, only God in me can praise God on a throne. And what I need is to shift myself, completely reject my flesh and my soul, and give God inside of me total access to do what He wants to do. God will not force you. You need to allow Him to do it. Okay? So today, this is exactly what we will talk about. See, guys, when I asked God, what is Tabernacle of David? He shifted my attention to the passage in the Bible. Do you remember when Moses, when a burning bush revelation of God, he comes on a mountain, he sees the bush burning, and he encounters God? I'm sure you all know that passage in the Bible. But what's interesting, Moses asked him, who do I say sent me? Remember that one? He said, like, when I'm gonna talk to Egyptian rulers or, you know, God's children, who do I say? Who sent me? What's your name? And he said, told them, I am sent you. Do you remember this, guys? When you translate this from original, it's I'm right now, I am now sent you. Basically, God, please listen to this. God doesn't have past or future. I'll pause on that one. Do you know if God has future, he is not perfect? Because perfection or omnipotence, that means he knows everything, everything inside of him, and he's outside of time. See, when you worship from your soul, listen to this one, you can only access God who was. When you worship from your spirit, you access God who is. Do you know what religion is, guys? Do you know what religion is? Religion is it worshiping God from your soul, never access God who is now, always falling behind, eating second day manna with maggots. Yeah. See, that's why devil, guys, that's what devil resists the sonship, and he trying to keep you in slavery. Keep you in orphan mindset. You always need to do something to please God, because sons, God wants to reveal himself now, what he is doing now. Religion only can access God who was, who did something, but never who is doing something, who is now. And his name is I am now. I am here. This is me. I am who I am. I am right now. See, when after this one, I urge you to quit worshiping God from your soul. What is worship of your soul? It's your feelings, your thinking, your bad days, good days. Step outside of it in the spirit, and in that realm, you can always access God who is now. But in order to access that, you need to absolutely quit your thinking. It's about me, bless me, give me, I want. This is needs to die. Listen to this one. It's going to be interesting. See, in the physical world we are in, time controls everything. And for something to happen, we need to wait. Listen to this one. In the spirit, spirit lives outside of time. The spirit cannot be bound by time since it's outside of time. See, that's why God, do you know that God seeks the worshipers who are gonna worship in spirit and truth? Let me read this, guys. Let me read this. You will be blown away by the end of this one. John 4:23. See what Jesus said. Yet a time is coming and now has come. That means it's now here. When the true worshipers will worship the Father in the spirit and in the truth, for they are the kind of worshiper the Father seeks. Can you imagine? God only seeks and responds to worshipers in the spirit. So no matter what you do, he can only see and respond from people who worship him from the spirit, who people who worship on the stage, preach from the spirit, do his will from the spirit. Everything else God does not recognize, because it's all done in motives of your soul. So that means it's a wrong position to do something, because when you do something without God, it's you doing. But when you're doing something from God, you're doing God's will. You see the difference? When you do something out of the soul, that's you doing. And God does not respond to this. That's what Jesus said, I only do what I see Father's doing. Did you see my point? Basically, God's, Jesus, we are followers of Jesus. We are disciples of Jesus. We do the same thing. We only supposed to do only the thing that Father's doing, because this is the Father sees, bless, and recognizes. Everything else is you. It's on you. You will sponsor that movement, because it's not God's movement. It's your idea. That's why a lot of churches struggle, because they start something not from the spirit realm. They start something from the soul. And that's why, oh, please, can you give us more money? We are barely surviving. Stop. Yeah. stop. Because all you do, because God only sponsor or only bless things that He told you to do. The only power comes to only things that Father does on this earth. And the only way to see what Father does through the Spirit. You see my point, guys? See, and the only sons, slaves cannot get to that position. Only sons washed by the blood and invited into His kingdom can see what His Father is doing right now. See, that's what His name, I am now. Ooh. Worship of the flesh and soul is dying right now. It is over. Understand that only those who worship in the Spirit from the tabernacle that God revealed to David and the atmosphere of the throne room can see the truth. What is truth, guys? What is truth? It's what's happening right now. Do you know when you start to worship God from your spirit, you are no longer have questions. See, when people come to me and say like, Pastor, can you explain this? Can you explain that? Can you pray here? Can you pray there? I said, can you go to God on the spirit level? Everything will be revealed to you and all the questions will be answered. See, this is when you come into God from the position of the Spirit, anything you have in your mind, anything you think of, God is answering you right now, on the spot. You don't have to seek the help of the people. I believe these people are rising up right now. This new generation is coming right now. And see, that's why God says, don't call anybody a teacher. Because you have only one teacher. Remember that one? But when you read the original one, it says, don't call anybody a source of revelation. Because only God can be a source. Because we can be a teacher because God's appointed teachers, right? So Bible cannot contradict itself. So that means we are teachers, but we only, how should I say that? We only tell you what you already know. Do you see my point? So basically, you already got the revelation. We're just telling you that we just confirm that. That's it. All I do is just confirming what God already told you. See, this is the position of the teacher. If I'm guiding you, you have a problem right now. If I'm leading you, if you led by flesh, by some pastor or teacher, you are in big trouble. Because you cannot be guided by flesh. You cannot be by flesh and blood. This is not what God is doing. So you can only be led by the Spirit. Okay, Heavenly Father is looking for worshipers who will come out of time and will be able to see Father as I am. So, but in order to come out of time and to see God, what He's doing right now, you have to live and worship in the Spirit. Because do you know that your spirit has no time limit? It's never born, it will never die. Do you see my point? See, flesh born and dies, soul born and never dies, spirit never born and never will die because it's from the Father. It's the part of Heavenly Father inside of you. So He gave you, that's why you are so different from any other animals. And that's why your spirit needs to be born again from the Father above. Because soon as this part of yours born again, He can directly speak to you and show you everything that He wants to show. But you have to want to live by the Spirit. You can live by the, you can choose any three positions. You can live by flesh, you can live from the soul, and you can live from the Spirit. This is all up to us. This is all up to us. So, when you're there, you're able to see the truth. See, that's why religion always one step behind. Did you notice this? It's always second day later. It's always Johnny come lately. It's always one step behind. It's always losing its step. And it's fighting with the real sons of God because they carry the truth what God is doing right now. That's why Pharisees never accepted Jesus. Jesus said, if you really loved my Father as you claim is your Father, you will love me because I am and the Father are one. Whoo. See, this is the conflict between religion and orphans, slaves, right? And between sons of God, because they are fighting the God who is right now. They're fighting with the God who was. Basically, they're fighting God who is right now with the God who used to be. And they always in a movement that already, God already left there. God is no longer there. See, let's read Amos 9:11. I love this one, guys. I really love this one. Amos 9:11. In that day, I will restore the fallen tabernacle of David. I will mend the cracks. I will restore the ruins. I will rebuild it as in the days of old. So why is the Heavenly Father rebuilding the tabernacle of David? It's called the tabernacle of David, but God showed the David the place that he created for a sons. See, when God wanna talk to you, do you remember, guys, what we lost in Adam and Eve? We lost Eden. Do you know what Eden is? It's the place of meeting people and God. We lost that place. So God is trying to restore that place so him and you will come. But you need to be born again, because you will never see God. You need to be born again. This is the place for his sons and his bride of Christ to meet. That's where you get to see the full picture of God. I always have a question, guys. I always had a question. Why David, living in Old Testament, through the tabernacle? Do you know what tabernacle is? It's just Ark of the Covenant, basically exposed to everybody. It's no longer tabernacle of Moses. It's covered only one priest, only once a year, with the blood of the goats, come and do all his things. Tabernacle of David, it's open to anybody who love God, who absolutely love God with his own, with whole heart. And I always have a question. David, he reached the position when he went into the tabernacle in the spirit, he saw life of Jesus and he wrote it. Can you imagine? He got access because God is now, he went there and he got the revelation about Jesus Christ, who in the flesh not yet come. See, that's why devil fighting this, because devil always will win, always will conquer the church who is one step behind. But devil cannot fight the church who's way ahead of him. The church who God revealed his everything, all of it, future, let's say this way, right? How can Creator, who lives outside of time, meet his sons who live in this time, create a place for them? And this place, it's called a tabernacle of David. Understand that the physical world, you are always observing what God was doing. You are always late. This is prototype of religion. They are always where God was, but not where God is. See, that's why always, like, you say something and they're like, it's heresy. No, go to God. And it's like, no, this is it. This is that. No, can you go to God? He will explain it to you. So that's why Pharisees never accepted Jesus, because Jesus always saw what Father is doing. Pharisees always saw what God is, what God did, but not is doing. See, this is the confusion. This is the precisely his name. I am, I exist right now. Can you imagine place when you have access to all information? That's how John on the Isle of Patmos, he saw all of it. Guys, please understand, he didn't saw something in the future. He saw everything happened right there. He saw everything as it happened. Basically, he escaped time and he saw everything is finishing. And that's what Book of Revelation is. It's what's coming in physical world, but what already happened in spiritual. Can you imagine, guys? Through the spirit, you have access to that information. And devil cannot fight this church. He cannot win this church, but he always winning the church that was, that used to be, that where God was, you know, what he did, but not what God is doing. See, this is for the sons only. So understand what Jesus is saying here, that the Father seeks to be worshiped in the spirit and the truth. Worship of flesh is finishing right now. God is finishing right now. One of the most important and misunderstood names of God is I am, I'm now, I'm doing it right now. When you have access to that name, you have access to everything. God wants his kids to enter into total knowledge of everything. See, that's why we have to renounce all of it, all our doubts and our wants and all of this soul stuff. Because only through the Spirit you have access to the excellence, to the wisdom of God, because it's whole. Outside of atmosphere, from your soul, people can only have access to things of God that he did and used to do. And this is the most important difference between orphans and sons. Now there is a transition from season of the soul worship to the season of worship in the spirit, and the separation of natural from the supernatural, and also the past from the present. So guys, this one's gonna be a quick one. I'm gonna wrap up right now. I know it's quick, but I wanna worship right now. Are you okay? I wanna worship right now, guys. So I wanna worship band, guys. Come on, I want you here. And let's just worship in the spirit. I specifically kept this short. So I want guys right now, all of us, go into the spirit. Do you want that? Let's just go into the spirit, guys. I know it's 20 minute sermon. I'm training myself to be short and sweet. Short and sweet. That's good. That's how I like it. And I want to, guys, let's just practice going into the spirit right now. I love this. That's what I'm doing. Always doing at my in my office at home. I'm worshiping God from the position of the spirit. Because I want to know what he's doing now, guys. I want to know what he's doing right now. I want to see what he's gonna do in time. But outside of time, I have access to full picture. So let's just stand. I just want to practice this. Ooh, I love this. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to practice. And let's just go to the throne room of our King. It's not about teachers, it's not about pastors, it's all about his glory. It's all about his presence. Oh, if you allow your spirit to go into the throne room, if you allow your spirit to touch, how you do it? Right now, just take time and just say it like this: I no longer want anything except God. I'm not looking for anything except Jesus. All I want is to see his face, is to hear his voice. All I want is Jesus and Jesus alone. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just go for it. Let's just go for it. We want to see your face, Jesus. It's not about us. It's not about our teachings and church and ministry. It's all about you. Let's just go to the throne room of God. Oh, you will be amazed. What kind of revelations is waiting for you? What kind of revelations he prepared for you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't think you're not worthy, you're not enough. It's we beyond that. You are the Son of God, and He called you to hear His voice and to see His face. He inviting you to the throne room. Let's just worship. I love spontaneous. I love unexpected. Guys, this is where God dwells. This is where He is. I want Him now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just go for it. Go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch this generation. Not through flesh or the soul. Touch this generation through the Spirit, Jesus. Raise the people who's gonna be walk in the Spirit. Led by the Spirit, gonna see in Spirit, worship in Spirit. Oh, we want to go deep, Jesus. We want to go deep, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.